righty, we move on now to our Friday frustrations. We like to do this on a Friday, Brendan Cowell. Is there something that's been frustrating you this week for a Friday frustration?
Yeah, look, there has been, Joel, and I was having this chat with my friend Ben Cody only recently. I've been living in London the last 5 years, but I'm living in Bronte now, which means I'm very close to the beach, right? And so, and I drag a lot of sand and stuff into my car, into my Lancer. And I was looking down the land, and I've got to get that. I had to buy a little handy vac.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of clean up the car. And I was thinking about cars and thinking about the floor of the car is always carpet.
Yeah.
And every single car has the same floor, carpet.
Yeah.
And is that because it's cheaper or they've got relationships with carpet companies? Because I started thinking people with kids and kids dragging something into chips, sandwiches, bags, stuff into cars.
Yeah.
Why on earth are cars got carpet on
great
the floor?
Call.
Well, if you look at houses, because you drag dogs and kayaks and food and shit into houses.
Yes.
How, people don't have carpet in their houses anymore. What do they have? They have polished concrete.
Yes.
Or they have polished floorboards.
Is the lino gone?
Lino's gone. Carpet's gone. You only have carpet in that special room no one goes into. Or if the wife's like, I really love carpet. Reminds me of my childhood or whatever. I love it soft underfoot when I come out of the bathroom. But every other room, polished concrete, polished floorboards. So why don't cars have a hard surface?
Yeah.
That you could easily sweep, bang, gone, or maybe under the driving wheel, a plug.
Yes.
And then you could get the hose out.
Yeah.
Just hose the
floor.
Love
that too.
It goes down in, you re-plug it, you're away.
You're away.
No carpet.
I like that. Why do we need carpet in a car? That is exactly precisely right.
It's ludicrous.
It's crazy.
And now that I've seen it.
Yes.
It's everywhere
it's
and it
head.
Makes no sense. We're living in a world of chaos. That's why we're on SEN, Sports Entertainment Nonsense.
Yes.
And that is nonsense.
Well, that's the poor lino has been sitting there on the sideline waiting to get a game, just waiting for the coach to say, get out there, son,
isn't
or
it?
Daughter, and have a game.
It
so
hasn't,
maybe
hasn't
the lino.
Been relevant for 20 years, has it?
Lino has been gone. So maybe it is the return of lino. Maybe this is lino's time to shine to get lino into cars.
Do you know, Musk is probably the guy.
Elon.
That we need to call.
Yeah.
The Tesla, the lino.
You still
Tesla.
Got his number?
I do, yeah. Do you know his number is?
Yeah.
6. You just call 6 and it's him.
That's right.
He's that powerful. He's like, I just got this one number.
I know.
You just call 6. He's unbelievable, that bloke. But maybe he could bring out the lino Tesla. But I know this is funny. I'm actually deeply serious about it. It is madness that we have carpet on cars. The only other thing that I was thinking about in terms of Friday frustrations was my close friend Kyle Flanagan this week having a little bit of emotion when he addressed the media.
Yeah.
And it felt like the whole rugby league community has been in shock at the sheer notion of a man getting emotional.
Being human.
People being human.
Yeah.
We talk about this game being full of passion. We play for family, for pride in the jersey. As Ricky would say, what's under that bright green jersey? My chest, Ricky. We play with all this emotion and pride.
Yeah.
A man comes out and has a tear because his dad's so proud of him. He wants to do really well. Even Trent Barrett, the coach, goes, well, I liked his speech up until that point. We all seem, NRL 360, everyone seems flabbergasted as to how we talk about what happened. It was great what happened.
It was a guy.
Got emotional.
He got human. There's no doubt about that. My frustration is, and our listeners perhaps, because our WBW will be winning. We will tip Bitcoin Baby. It's been a bad week for Bitcoin. On Thursday, it was scratched. It was going to run Friday. It was scratched today, Bitcoin Baby. And now Bitcoin won't be accepted by that man, Elon Musk, I believe, for his Teslas. So Friday frustrations. People park in clearways after 3 p.m, doubling the amount of traffic on a two-lane road. Ben from Cronulla, #GoParra. He's after Parra.